Hi everybody, John Graves Kayak Fishing here. I have a book in my hand that was given to me, and this book is written by Tom Cross. It's called Fishing Ohio. It's an angler's guide to over 200 fishing spots here in the Buckeye State, and I thought, you know what, this would probably make some pretty good podcast content, and at the same time, I might learn something. Now, this covers Northwest Ohio, Northeast Ohio, Central, Southwest Ohio, and Southeastern Ohio, and all of those wildlife districts in between. I thought, what better place to start than right here in Southwestern Ohio and some of the lakes that we tend to fish more often in the Cincinnati Kayak Fishing Group and here in the Midwest when we come to tournaments around this area. So, you know which one I'm going to start out with? It was King a few years back. This is one lake in the local area that gets pressured, but it always seems to provide some type of big bass for somebody. Somebody always seems to figure this lake out, and I still cannot find the generator. Where's the generator in this lake? Help me out. We're talking about Cowan Lake. Stay tuned. Species that you'll find at Cowan Lake are musky, sawguy, largemouth bass, crappie, bluegill, and channel cats. It's quality fishing in the company of sailboats. It's a wonderful 692-acre lake located in southern Clinton County, south of Wilmington, Ohio. Completed in 1950, the lake was dedicated as a state park in 1968. Cowan Lake State Park has four boat ramps, a camping area, a full-service marina with boat rentals, docks, a beach, picnic areas, and shelter houses. Cowan was one of Ohio's original musky lakes and still receives an annual stocking of one musky per acre. Popular with the sailing crowd, on any given weekend, you can watch literally dozens of sailboats glide across the waves and around the island in a mesmerizing chase to capture the wind. Cowan's depth averages anywhere from 10 to 25 feet, and the lake is approximately 2.5 miles long and 0.5 miles wide. The visibility is at best 12 to 14 inches, and its headwaters at the east end are covered with lily pads. Fishing for all species is very good at Cowan. Largemouth bass do very, very well here. As one park ranger put it, you fish long enough, you'll catch a 5-pounder. Cowan is under a 15-inch minimum length limit for bass. Fish for shoreline slips and down trees in the coves, around old docks, around any stumps at the east end, and in some cases, the edges of the lily pads. The north shoreline across from the east boat ramp is a really good place to start, as is the north shore coves across from the marina. Spinnerbaits, purple plastic night crawlers, crayfish, and buzzbaits will awaken a sleepy bass. And fishing starts in mid-April and stays fairly steady throughout the summer. A lot of bass caught are in the 12 to 14 inch size range, but plenty of 16 to 18 inch bass are taken as well. Musky catches aren't common catches, if only because the number of musky anglers have fallen off recently. The fish averaging 30 to 36 inches are caught by those who target them. Occasionally a rare 42-inch muskie is caught, and at least Cowan has been consistent producer of these muskies. Most muskie fishing is concentrated near the deeper west end of the lake. Troll Muskie Point, the long point across from the marina boat ramp with a Bagley's Chrome or a silver foil super shad. Also troll the points and creek channels along the north shore across the marina toward the dam. Gizzard shad are present in the lake and are considered the main forage for these muskies. 90% of the muskies caught from Cowan come from between Muskie Point and the dam. white crappies are plentiful, averaging 6 to 10 inches, and bucketfuls are taken literally every spring. Now, you want to fish any downed trees along the North Shore and in the Campground Cove and around the old wooden boat docks and houseboats on the Southeast Shore. From the marina toward the dam on the South Shore is also very productive. Minnows and crappie jigs fished 4 to 6 feet deep will put fish in your bucket. Anglers on this lake fish more for crappies than for any other species. Since its introduction, sawguy have come on well, and some 24-inch fish have been caught. Now, Ohio Department of Natural Resources holds out a great hope for the sawguy, and all indicators are pretty good. Try the sandbar at the end of Muskie Point, around the riprap on Austin Island in front of both beaches, and the points across from the marina and around the dam. You want to slow troll shad-colored shad wraps and jigs with either night crawlers or minnows. Now, the channel cats also are doing very well, and any look at the bait store's photos proves it. Some very nice 10-pound-plus channels come from Cowan. Channels are found throughout the lake. However, most local cat fishermen will fish the south shore of the riprap pier from the shoreline and from the boat ramp and docks east of Public Beach with chicken livers or night crawlers on those really hot summer nights. Bluegills up to 9 inches have been reported, with most averaging around 6 to 7 inches. Anywhere near the shore, around the Campground Cove, near the south shore between the marina and the beach, will have plenty of bluegills, wax worms, or a pinch of nightcrawler will all you have to catch them. The best fishing is in late May and June when the spawn is on. Another fishing opportunity exists below the spillway, which is quite popular. You want to park at the parking area at the spillway and follow the path downhill. Muskies, sawguys, bass, and crappies are all taken from the spillway pool. Special regulations: there is a 10 horsepower limit on outboards, a 15 inch minimum size limit on the bass. Now, for facilities and camping, you got nearby Wilmington and Blanchester, and they have everything you need from cheap motels, gas stations, dollar stores, Walmarts, fast food restaurants, tackle shops, all that kind of stuff is nearby. But Cowan Lake State Park has a total of 254 campsites, with some of them overlooking the lake, which are really prime spots. The park also has 27 cabins. The campground has a camp store and restaurant, beach, and a boat ramp. The park headquarters are located at the campground entrance. Now, there is a full-service marina, bait and tackle shop, and boat rental at the South Shore Marina. That's located at the west end of the lake. And there's also a very fine restaurant called the Spillway Lodge, which I hear that the hamburgers are delicious. It's located on Cowan Creek Road, just west of the dam. Now, if you want to get to Cowan Lake, which I imagine at some point in time you want to, you want to take Highway 730 for 6 miles southwest of Wilmington, or you're going to be heading northeast from Blanchester. Folks, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. That's Cowan Lake here in southwestern Ohio. John Graves Kayak Fishing is sponsored by American Tackle. Right now, folks, you can get at AmericanTackleAnglerProducts.com a reel I absolutely fell in love with over the past couple weekends on the river. This reel performed flawlessly. I'm talking about the special edition American Tackle Deluxe Pro Staff Spinning Reel, the 3000 JT. These composite frame deluxe pro staff spinning reels are a very durable new prototype reel from American Tackle. We took the design of the limited edition 3000J spinning reel and added some key improvements. We improved the frame, improved the rotor, the spool, the handle, improved maximum drag, and improved the line capacity. Only a limited supply is available, and it's an opportunity for you to obtain an unbranded prototype version prior to them hitting the market with other labels and their various different configurations. Check it out. I absolutely love this Deluxe American Tackle Pro Staff Spinning Reel. Highly recommended by me here at John Graves Kayak Fishing. You can find yours at AmericanTackleAnglerProducts.com. John Graves Kayak Fishing wants to add this disclaimer that Tom Cross wrote this book back in 2008. It's now 2022, so things have been subject to change over a period of time. So check those regulations out before you hit those bodies of water that I'm talking about here on John Graves Kayak Fishing. Be safe, and if you're in a kayak, please wear your personal flotation device. Tight lines, everybody. Boo-doo-boo-boo-boo.